Gary Grade takes the helm for the latest Fast and Furious movie. He just directed the Straight Outta Compton. He originally had directed Ice Cube's Friday and had done the Waterfalls video for TLC. So this is a major leap for black filmmaking. And The Fate of the Furious, which is starring Vin Diesel and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, really occupies a particular space in modern America, which is both simultaneously the most popular and arguably successful film franchise du jour. And one might want to compare it to the James Bond franchise in terms of a ongoing series helmed by different directors holding forth a specific sort of archetypal pattern and in which is resonating more with popular mainstream audiences. Looking at it in the light of the box office success of Get Out, which is Jordan Peele's directorial debut, Hollywood needs to reassess the role of black filmmakers, and has to a certain degree, and Fate of the Furious is proof of that. Now, what are the sort of tropes of the film itself? What we have are the traditional sort of associated with the hood, so to speak, are the values of family, the values of like respect over material wealth. These are consistent themes that play out in sort of the late 80s sort of gang violence genre, like of Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society. The case can be made by ethno-archaeologists and ethno-anthropologists that where resources are scarce, status becomes even more important, hence the books by Todd Boyd, Young Black, Rich and Famous, the new HNIC. Those books articulate a vision of opulent wealth, which is a counter-narrative to the old sort of inherited wealth and the status quo of white America. So pushing up against that, we have as diverse of a film series as Hollywood has seen in terms of a mainstream vehicle for box office success. We have Asian, Latino, Black, Pacific Islander, and token white sort of characters in the film. And they sort of all sort of rally around car culture, sort of elements of what we would associate with urban Latino culture. This is a film where a superhero is somebody who knows how to fix a car and make it go fast. So the appeal to mainstream broad audiences, particularly those who are forced to fix their own cars because of lack of generational wealth, is one argument for the franchise's success as the divide between the extremely wealthy and the rest of us in America has been exacerbated. The films that can cast a hero as a female Mexican auto mechanic, it has a unique place, and this is a cause for celebration. And in terms of heroic imagery, the Fast and the Furious sort of franchise is as progressive of an action movie as we've seen.